It was Maya Angelou who said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Hi, this is Ginger, advisor at 12listen.com and host of my new show, Heart Matters, at 12radio.com. Heart Matters is a place where we explore all matters of the heart, anything that has real meaning to you. Heart Matters will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's my hope that Heart Matters becomes more than just a weekly radio show, but a place that leaves you feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because your heart matters. May you always leave here feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because, well, your heart matters. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Heart Matters. I am your host, and I am so glad to be here with you live. And we have the wonderful Jay Barbell producing for you, so there'll be no technical issues that we've had lately. And we're also going to be doing some free mini readings, but I'm so excited to welcome back a special guest. She's also a 12 advisor at 12listen and a friend of mine. Welcome, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great, Ginger. I'm so excited to be here with you all.
Me too. I'm so excited. So Jennifer and I are going to be talking a little bit about astrology. She's told me there's a lot of things going on that we can talk about. And so we'll be doing some mini readings today, somewhere around the half mark. So you can be thinking about your questions for then. But I did want to start off just today. You know, it's really hard, like, to think that this many years has passed by. I was looking, you know, of course, today's 9/11, and it was a day that I don't think any of us will ever forget. 9/11, 2001, 23 years ago that happened at the Twin Towers. Jennifer, yeah, I can't believe it that it's that long. I don't know where time goes. And, you know, I thought it would be really nice. I talked to Jennifer. We thought it would be good to just have a remembrance for this because, you know, we lost so many people. It definitely changed our country, our people in so many ways. So I did want to share with everyone, and, you know, you're welcome to put in the chat too, like, if there's special thoughts you want to have, or like people that you lost, whatever you want to share, we're open that there are prayers, feel free to put those in the chat. But I did want to share just this remembrance of all those we lost 23 years ago. Still doesn't seem that long. This poem by Maya Angelou. She's definitely one of my favorite poets, and it's I think it's a good remembrance of those we lost, and it's called When Great Trees Fall. And it says, "When great trees fall, rocks on distant hills shudder. Lions hunker down in tall grasses, and even elephants lumber after safety. When great trees fall in forests, small things recoil into silence, their senses eroded beyond fear. When great souls die, the air around us becomes light, rare, sterile. We breathe briefly, our eyes briefly, see with a hurtful clarity. Our memory suddenly sharpened, examines, gnaws on kind words unsaid, promise walks never taken. Great souls die, and our reality bound to them takes leave of us. Our souls dependent upon their nurturer now shrink. Wizens. Our minds formed and informed by their radiance fall away. We're not so much maddened as reduced to the unutterable ignorance of dark, cold caves. And when great souls die, after a period, peace blooms. Slowly and always irregularly, spaces fill with a kind of soothing electric vibration. Our senses restored, never to be the same, whisper to us. They existed. They existed. We can be and be better, for they existed." And I think that is so powerful, because it definitely, to me personally, Jennifer, I'd love to hear your thoughts too. It just is definitely a good example of, like, the impact that people have on our lives. And, you know, many of us too, like, when we lose someone, they call it survivor's guilt. A lot of us will hold, like, we could have, should have done this. And there's a lot of room there for self-blame. So my heart definitely goes out to anyone who's lost family. And Now, this is a particularly hard day as a nation, let alone if you personally lost someone to that. So please know that my thoughts and prayers go out to you. And that poem is just the way for us to remember them.
Yeah, it's really a powerful. I mean, every poem that Maya Angelou has written is so powerful, but I particularly love this poem is dear to me too. And I particularly love the lines, great souls die and our reality bound to them takes leave of us, because it really feels that way, that it's like we're still connected, but the way that we knew our world with them in it changes completely.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I did want to share that. I think that's so powerful. And Maya Angelou, so talking a little bit about astrology, I'm not for sure on her sun sign, maybe Jennifer knows, but I do know she has Mercury in Pisces, which is that of the poet. And I definitely think her work indicates that, you know, she's definitely one of my favorite poets. I think she's an Aries sun, but I could be wrong about that. Jennifer, maybe you know, I don't know, but I know she has that Mercury in Pisces.
I am looking, I feel like, yes, I knew it. We were both right. You know what else she has?
What?
Jupiter conjunct her sun.
Oh, I love it. I love
that. Just like you and me.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, she's an Aries sun, Libra moon. So she's born under the full moon and Leo rising. And that Leo rising would make her the magnificent, commanding performer that she was.
Yeah, I mean, I could think when you tell me like that Leo rising and like that commanding performer, like her voice really embody like that Leo-ness. And I know Leo-ness is probably not a word, but to me, like it really captured that Leo energy. She really did have that commanding presence and also grace too, which was just very commendable with her. And I did want to stop by the chat here, Jennifer. We have some people there, and I know they're excited too, and I'm so excited to be doing live readings after seems like forever with the tech issues, but we are glad that we're here live tonight. We're definitely going to talk astrology, and then we're going to do some free readings. We have Rosie in the chat, Jennifer, who is an Aries.
Hey, Rosie. Thanks for being here.
Yes, and we have Renee. Hello, Renee.
Renee, good to see you tonight.
Yes, absolutely. And then we have Pamela. Hi, Pamela. And she says, hi there, Ginger, Luna, Jennifer, Freya.
Yes.
Yes. And they say hi to
you. Yes. Oh, the girls are here.
Yes, the girls are here.
Hi, Pamela.
Let me chime in.
Is here. She's all curled up. Lately, when I've been like doing readings, because I often, if I'm looking at someone's chart, I'm sitting at my desk, as she will just come and curl up. So that's what she's doing right now.
I love it. Well, Luna is on the bed and she's on her little heated pad because she's got that Cancer sun and moon, and she loves her comfort. So she's listening. But now, like I said to everyone, she does have Mars and Venus and Gemini. So sometimes she's known to chime in. So she might.
Right.
She might.
Right.
But thank you, Pamela. It's so nice of you to remember that. Thank you. And then we have Paula. Hi, Paula. And she says, good evening, Ginger, Miss Luna, Jennifer, and everyone.
Good evening, Paula. Thanks for being here with us.
Yes, absolutely. And then we have Kelly, Miss Gemini. And she says, hi, Ginger and Jennifer. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
So that's everyone we have in the chat for now, Jennifer. And so I did tell everyone when we first started, Jennifer said a lot of things are going on right now, especially today. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Jennifer, if you don't mind. We'll just dig right in and start on this astrology discussion.
Sure. Well, I mean, what I want to do is frame this the way that I like to look at astrology. Is like, how can I leverage this energy? How can this energy support me and my goals?
But we may all be feeling a little bit like spaced out today, a little like in a dreamy state today. Saturn and Neptune are both in Pisces, and they've been there, for a while now. Especially Neptune's been there a really long time, but the Sun is opposing both of those planets today, Sun in Virgo, and so yeah, we could be feeling like either not so much like excited about our dreams, but more like we're like maybe we feel like we haven't woken all the way up yet. And there's a lot going on in our country right now, so it could also be like almost like a hangover kind of feeling. I don't drink alcohol anymore. It's been years and years, but I remember that feeling of just being like where am I in space and time? That kind of feeling. So I wouldn't be surprised if some folks were feeling that today. And then also too, we might have our hackles up a little bit. Like we might be feeling self-protective too.
You
I'm
know what I'm
looking.
getting? Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
No, go
That's
ahead.
okay. It was just when you were talking about the Neptune and Saturn, I got like this image of like it's kind of like for me, like what the angels and guides gave me is like, like when you're in a pool and you're like swimming underwater, and like so it's kind of like it's blocked off a little bit, so you're a little bit aware of your surroundings, but it's almost like you're in your own world. So it's kind of like there, but it's not there. That's kind of like I
Yes.
got like the energy, like when you're swimming underwater, like you can kind of hear it faintly, but then in the same time you're signing in your own world with that. Like that's the image they gave me for describing the energy, like swimming underwater.
That's a great image. Yeah,
Thank you.
cuz underwater in the pool, I mean it is kind of like an alien environment, right? Things are different and dreamlike, floaty. Yeah, there's also a mutable grand cross going on, which is, and the energy mutable signs like Virgo, sun's in Virgo, moon's in Sagittarius, and we talked about Pisces, and then Gemini, Jupiter's in Gemini. Those signs love to be moved, love to move, love the change, like to have a lot of things going on at one time. Whether it's a project or plans or creative stuff, but right now we could be feeling sort of stuck, like our energy feels a little bit not so much stagnant as like we're filled up and then we can't go anywhere just yet. So that kind of energy, like you're in your car and you're pressing the gas pedal and the brake at the same time.
I
And
swear
you're
that's the same image I got. That's what I was going to share.
Yeah, like I'm ready to go, but the brake is on. I can't go anywhere. But I want to go, but no, I can't. And then I'm feeling kind of spaced out. So like let's all get to bed early tonight. We'll tuck ourselves and our loved ones in early, and then tomorrow that we'll be feeling a little bit less like this because we have a Capricorn moon coming up, so we'll be getting a little bit more serious, a little bit more practical.
Yeah,
So
and this too is applicable, right, Jennifer? Like not to just like if you have like the Virgo sun or Pisces or any of the, like the mutables that you said, but it would also be like the moon or rising.
yes, and actually what I'm doing is I'm reading the chart as it applies to all of us. So it's a very general reading. So no matter your sun, moon, or rising sign, this is just general energy you might be feeling. And I emphasize might be because some people, are like, what are you talking about?
And more so
Life's
too, like
great.
if you're mutable, you could like probably feel it because like I have Mercury and
Yes.
Pisces sun, and then I have a lot of Gemini and then Capricorn moon, so I'm definitely relating to this. I know many of you in our chat probably are too. I know we have some Geminis and different ones there too that are feeling it. So I'm curious, like to you in the chat, what is everybody feeling like with that as well? And I keep thinking, like back to that pool reference, this energy. And like, you know, too, like that adjustment, like when you are swimming underwater, like when you get like out from under it, like even walking's kind of funny. Do like, I think they call it slack. And then like your ears sometimes are stopped up. So then there's a little bit of adjustment from like where you've been to adjusting to that other energy.
Yes. Yeah, I remember, I know that feeling, kind of wobbly and like not sure. I said this earlier, just not sure, like, where's the ground? Where's the sky? Where's my towel? Like, where are the things? Where are the things I need? Where's my coffee? Like, just a little bit out of sorts.
Yeah. And as you mentioned that, you know, I want to mention everyone too. It's a really good time, I would imagine, to ground. And, you know, like if you can go outside barefoot, stand in the grass, that's an easy way to ground. But if not, you know, even working like with crystals or rocks is grounding plants. Now they even have on Amazon, other sites, grounding mats or grounding sheets, but like really good ground right now as well too for people.
Totally. Yes. And with the sun in Virgo, that we have access to that pretty quickly for most folks. Yeah, to just get your feet in the grass if you can, or what I like to do is put crystals in my pockets, like extra ones.
Me too. I
you know, like, like I might have one, and you know, I might have like I usually have a rose quartz in my bra. I'm just gonna say it on the air. But today would be a great day to have like rocks or like crystals or thing, you know, in your pockets. Yeah, just to help you ground, especially the like black ones, black onyx or whatever calls to you, the smoky quartz kind of stuff is good for grounding and sort of also just keeping your energy in your body, keeping your awareness in your body.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what else have we got going on this week, Jennifer, to look at? And, you know, I do agree with Jennifer, with everybody. You know, I think with, there was a dear friend of mine, Greg, and he used to say that astrology was like a roadmap, but like the road sign, like to know what to expect. And, you know, like there's people sometimes who will say astrology and they'll use it like to kind of create fear. But I think anything we use, we can either see the good in it or the bad. And I really see astrology much like Jennifer does, that it's how can we use this energy to our best? How can we use this energy to guide us, like that roadmap, or like to know what to expect? How can we best use this energy to our advantage?
Well, having the moon move into Capricorn, and I feel like that is, I'm going to look real quick. I feel like that's like soon, you know? Yeah, well, guess what, it's tonight, it's in a couple hours. Yeah, thank goodness. Thank goodness we'll all sleep very well tonight. When the moon in Capricorn tends to help us be more like, okay, like staying focused on our daily tasks and, you know, not being swayed by the news, or you know, being able to keep our focus, our eyes on the road, like, and just keep moving forward, even when things are kind of chaotic in the world around us. So that I feel is pretty good timing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, you think of Capricorn, like it's associated with goat, and now we have a popular culture that's goat, like the greatest of all time. But like, if you think of that Capricorn energy, at least for me, when I think of it, I think of that goat crossing that mountain, and just like that resilience and patience, like it has that patience and that resilience to make it reach its goals at the top, wherever that is, or however long it takes. They, you know, they have that drive and determination and focus, like you said.
Yes. Yeah. And we all have that energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we can shift into reminding ourselves to ground, reminding ourselves, okay, what are the things I need to get done today? The three most important things, or the two most important things, and just focus there, because there is so much going on, you know, in the culture, in the world, in our environment, seasons changing too. We were talking about that before the show started, like kind of feeling the energy of that shift. It's so weird how like it's September 1st here. I woke up and I was like, okay, it's still like going to be 85 today, but something's different.
it's different.
Yeah.
The angle of the light is different, and I was telling you, Ginger, and Jay too, that like some of the trees, I'm not sure which one it is, what exact tree it is, but they're starting to turn yellow. They're not the aspens. That'll be in October, but so I'm like, oh gosh, it's happening. Here we go. Like, okay. And I started having this desire to like get my winter coat out and make sure it's clean and find my gloves and
Same, my
get the dog
friend.
troachs out and their rain gear and
I did the same. I did. I mean, I feel it for sure. And realistically, and I was telling, I'll share with the audience because Jennifer and Jay and I were talking a little bit while we're waiting for the show to come on. And I mean, I know it's probably an unpopular opinion, but I'm just gonna say it. I love summer. I mean, I know a lot of people don't. I think fall's beautiful, but I love the longer days, things like that. But honestly, it's only 11 more days till fall because it's the September 22nd autumn equinox. So we are closer than we think.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what. I know Jay was talking about this in his show too, that like time's not linear. And I know this year, I don't know if it's just me and my life, but this year has been like so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do we get to September when I feel like I've just celebrated New Year's Eve with my kids, like,
Absolutely.
whoa.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like we're in a time warp or something. I totally relate to that for sure. And then we also had, this is interesting, Pamela said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought it was just me, like being in a fog and swimming in jello. It made it tough to do my job today for sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. This energy does make it hard to focus.
And not just you. Yeah. So
All of us, yeah.
we got to cut ourselves some slack today for sure, and just like forgive ourselves for whatever we thought we were going to get done that we didn't. And just like I said, tuck yourself in early tonight if you can. And tomorrow's another day. We're definitely going to be feeling the Capricorn energy tomorrow.
Absolutely. And we have here too, I want to make sure that I get everyone. We have Amy. Hello, Amy.
Amy.
And Elizabeth is here. She says, hi, ladies. Hello, Elizabeth, Miss Gemini.
Hi,
And
Elizabeth.
she says, fall weather is already here. Cold m mornings. Absolutely, Elizabeth. And cold evenings here too, as well. It's here sooner than we know.
It's so funny. I like every year I say the same thing. Every year I'm like, oh my gosh, like how did we get here? Here we are. It's almost fall. Like it's the first time it's ever happened, but
Me too. Absolutely. And we have Lori, the Love Sherpa, that dropped in. Hello,
Hey,
Lori.
Lori.
So glad you're here. And you can find Lori, the Love Sherpa, on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific. So please check her out. Yeah, I mean, it's here. Before we know it, it's going to be Christmas. And the other day I went in a store and to me, I'm the one who's still like, it's summer, summer. Like I've been in denial and I kid you not, like they had out Christmas stuff already.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute, we haven't even had Halloween yet, like, or
I'm like,
Thanksgiving.
oh my God.
Time to get planning for Christmas. No, I'm not. I refuse to participate. Not yet.
So do we have anything else that we can share that's brief before we do readings, Jennifer, that you want to share something happening with you or astrology, anything like that? We can share that or we can go into readings. Whatever you want to do, I'm fine with that.
Just, I guess I'll say this for myself. I'll
Yeah,
talk to my
absolutely.
inner child and everyone else's that's here tonight. That, like, and I mentioned this for Pamela too, like, to just cut yourself some slack right now,
Absolutely.
this week, into next week. Yeah. And I do feel like the Capricorn moon will bring, like, not so much seriousness, but like a sense of focus and feeling like, okay, I'm on my path again. And then by the end of the week, we'll be having some new ideas coming in about like our work life or our relationship life, or and starting to get excited again about things.
Well, I love it. Yeah.
But
I
just
love
not
that.
Right now.
And speaking of excitement, Lori says, thank God for Capricorn energy tomorrow.
Yes, Lori.
I do. I feel it. And then we have Maureen, who has a Capricorn moon, and she says, feeling the energy as I'm procrastinating packing for vacay, as I have to do both of us. Not motivated, but motivated to just go. I hear you. I hear you, Maureen.
Yeah.
I have a trip in October, and I'm ready for the trip, but like, I just wish I could snap my fingers and be there. I get that energy for sure, Maureen. I feel that.
So what? Yeah, what I would say is, well, it must not be time to pack yet. It's just not time yet. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, and tomorrow all of us should feel more focused, and it would probably be easier anyway. So today's the free pass day, Maureen. Find a good movie or music, because we have that kind of mellowy energy and Neptune, and just good movie or music, and just let it take you away, or go to sleep early, something like that. That Jennifer said is a good way to maneuver this energy.
Definitely.
So we do have some questions, Jennifer, if you're ready. And I'm going to go back up here. And if anyone else wants to leave questions, you can start doing so now. And like I said, I'm so excited to be back to the questions, and do appreciate everyone for your patience coming back. Because I know there was some technical issues for a couple weeks now. So I do appreciate you coming back. I'm scrolling here. Sometimes Facebook gets a little confusing, but it's from Maureen. She says, hello, Ginger, Jay, and Jennifer. Hello, Maureen. This Libra with a Gemini rising and Capricorn moon would love a reading, please. Heading Friday to Italy till October 3rd with hubby and friends. Looking forward to some R&R. Any thoughts? I've been walking around with citrine in my pocket, and I've been prosperous. Ooh, I love that, Maureen. That citrine will definitely help bring that prosperity. And, you know, the angel that I get for you automatically coming up for you to help with that prosperity as well is Archangel Ariel. She often helps with prosperity and abundance. And as I was reading your question, Maureen, that card just flew out of the deck. So your angels and guides definitely have a lot for you to say, and it's strong what they have. What I'm getting for you right now is, even though like you may feel like this kind of like, and you know, it seems like it's very much this energy that Jennifer is describing that we've been going on, but I do see like it opening up. So right now the energy that I feel like with your packing is kind of like those old RC cars that would like hit against the wall, and like you remote control, and like they'd hit against the wall and they get stuck. So kind of like feeling like that resistance. However, for you, like even though, Maureen, like you're feeling this resistance or like this procrastination, as you said, what I do see for you is a celebration ahead. Now, it does look like it's going to be a little bit of a delay, but I do see like any delays that you have are working in your favor. So they're saying that P word that all of us usually dread is like just a little bit of patience with that, because I do see like that. With that, it's going to come light with grace, and then there's going to be blessings with that. And I do see too for you as well, like it's important too, like especially with that Capricorn moon, and I can relate to that as well, because a lot of times we just want to push, but it's like finding that time for self-care and relaxation that's really going to help you find that rest and relaxation. And you know, like they show, like, you know, of course the rest to the vacation, and that's there as well, but like in the meantime, if you could just set aside like 5, 10, 15 minutes for that rest on the way, like while you're waiting for that vacation, that's going to make all the difference. And you know, they're saying it's really important too, Jennifer mentioned it earlier, and maybe I think we talked about that a little bit, is like making like those lists, prioritizing what you want to do, so you're not feeling overwhelmed, because like that will allow for like more of that rest too, and just like self-care, that's really going to help you even feel more refreshed and energized for your trip. So the thing is, in short, is just to take time for that self-care, rest, really prioritizing, setting a list, not being hard on yourself, like she said, for all of us right now with this energy, just really allowing that time for rest and relaxation in the meantime. And then, you know, what I see for this trip, it looks really good for you. Not only do I see it being prosperous, and I do see like a really strong feeling of like a tribe or belonging, like a really strong sense of family, like whether this is your biological family or friends or both, but like that really strong sense of belonging for you. And the angel that I have coming for you, Maureen, is like I said, Archangel Ariel. And the stone that I have for you, it looks like that's going to be, I get with you, I'm really getting emerald. So that looks like that's going to be connected to like the heart chakra for you. So I hope that helps. And I'm going to pass that over to Jennifer.
Yeah. Yeah, Maureen, I do also see the invitation to like stay in your heart center, to stay with your breath. So that whatever goes on, like while you're getting ready to go and during the trip, like you can just be in your witness self or your observer self and kind of watching it and staying curious and let yourself be amused by, you know, what goes on at the airport. Because the thing, the energy I'm and beyond the airport, you know, during the whole trip. But yeah, almost like a childlike wonder kind of energy, to kind of sit in that energy. And I definitely got the image of a dolphin for you while Ginger was talking. And to remind yourself that you're worthy of this trip, you're worthy of this experience, and you are worthy to have a relaxed and calm experience, no matter what's going on. Like, you don't have to fix all the little things is the main message here. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'd love that. And the word that really stuck out to me, Jennifer, as you read that for Maureen, was like to be amused. It's really like that childlike wonder and awe that you said, you mm-hmm. know, just finding that humor and the mystery and the unknown, the unexpected. Like, and they're saying when you look for that, like you're going to find more of that. And I just really see you really relaxed and calm with that, that really making a big difference. What Jennifer said, that's what really stuck out to me, is being amused. I love that, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So next we have Miss Elizabeth, Miss Gemini, and she says, I would love a message, please, and thanks. Absolutely, Elizabeth. So what I get for you, Elizabeth, it looks like, I don't know, like if there's a little bit of issues around like financial or like some kind of dispute or restriction. Like this could even be like family dispute or restriction or some kind of financial restriction. And it looks like this is something like around education too, or a course you're taking. So I don't know, like if your family is influencing this and it's something like financial or it's restriction, but it looks like around something like education. It's really feel strong, or like a lesson that you're learning. And it feels like it's taking longer than what you had hoped. So I'm kind of seeing like this, an image of like Lego blocks being built upon each other. And this is like, these steps will be revealed to you. But at the same time, when the angels and guides show me those blocks, I know that's going to take a little bit of time. Like it's going to require a little bit of patience and time. However, they're asking you not to be discouraged when I see those blocks and like that patience and time or this building, because that building is actually going to build you a stronger foundation. So they're saying like, as you build this, it's going to be stronger in the future. Yeah, you may have these setbacks now, or these delays or restrictions, or even feeling like you're losing something, or something didn't come out the way you wanted, or wasn't like expected. But they're saying like, know that there's a bigger picture for this, a bigger purpose for this. And like this building is going to make this foundation stronger for the future. It does look like this is a part, like it will also wrap, it'll be tied to your creativity, your faith, and your inspiration. Like it's really spiritual too. So it looks like you're divinely guided in this. Do you see your angels and guides with this? I see a female figure on the other side who is helping you with this. Don't be surprised if they don't come through your dreams and give you guidance. You may not actually remember the dream, but like just pay attention to feelings, words, songs, images that you get, because I do see them speaking to you telepathically through these dreams. And it's like they give you, it kind of feels like it's a grandmother figure or a female who's wise, because I do see the owl around her, and it looks like she's showing you something beneath these layers of this issue that's going on with finances, family, or something like that. She's peeling back these layers to show you the truth. The truth's going to come out in this, but like allowing it that time to really grow and bloom for you. And the angel coming forth for you, Elizabeth, I get Archangel Jophiel, that's helping you see the big picture. And the stone for you is angel light. That's going to help you connect to your guides. And I'm going to pass that on over to Jennifer.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And it's so fun to me when things, you know, when we're doing these readings together and they kind of align.
I
was also getting this message to really look for signs, mm-hmm. and especially from a female who a family member who has crossed over already, that and also to trust your inner instincts too, mm-hmm. at the same time, like to trust your gut around whatever it is that's coming up to you that feels like a block, because I also got the image of Ganesha, who in Hindu iconology, if I said that word right, is the remover of obstacles. And so there's like a great clearing that's starting to happen. And your job is really just to stay grounded and to work on that and to remind yourself you're worthy of receiving and to notice the signs that are happening around you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
So next we have Miss Rosie, Miss Aries. Hi, Rosie. And she says, what do my angels and guides want me to know this week? So what I have for you, Rosie, I do see like a little bit of like disconnection, a little bit of struggle or misalignment or even an argument. And it looks like this could be like within the family. It looks like it's something like there could be a little bit of disruption. It could be a feeling of like judgment or missed opportunities with this. And I do feel like how the angels and guides show this, it looks like it's causing like a lot of stress. I see something too, like around your head. I don't like if you're getting headaches or like muscle aches or muscle tension, like from this stress, because I just see like you in your head a lot with this and going over this, really trying to problem solve this. And what your angels and guides are showing, it looks like they're asking you with this, like they're saying they'll old ways or the old patterns like that we all go back to sometimes because they're familiar. I mean, most of us really go back to the familiar, but like they're saying, for this disruption, that it's, they're asking you to be open to a new approach, to take a little bit of a risk, step outside of your comfort zone, because it looks like doing that same thing from a new perspective or challenging yourself a little bit is going to help break up these patterns. It's going to open up a new way for you. And, you know, like, so they're asking you, like, just to step outside of this a little bit, have faith in the mystery and the unknown. And I do feel like your angels and guides are going to show you this way. Be open, like they say, to like things, like if you see like a friend suggests something or like a song stands out to you on social media or a bumper sticker or a billboard or something, because like you are going to get those messages from your angels and guides of like how to step outside your comfort zone. It could even be like a quote or something you see repetitive on social media. They are going to give you that, because I do see like them dropping breadcrumbs for you. And they're saying to a very familiar quote is like by Martin Luther King Jr., you don't have to see the whole staircase, just the first step. Mm-hmm. So like they're showing like they're going to give you those steps along the way. You may not have the whole picture, but you're not going to need it. Like they're going to give you what you need along the way. And they're asking you to have that faith. And then through that, I do see like a lot of healing. And it looks like this is not only familial, like with the family, but generational, to help break some kind of cycle with that. And the angel that I get coming forth for you, Rosie, is Archangel Metatron. He's known as the scribe. He is the record keeper of our lives. And the stone that I have for you, I'm getting for you rose quartz, because it's really asking you to move out of that mind, that thinking, and sometimes illusions of the mind, and move into that heart space of knowing. So I'll pass that on to Jennifer.
I love that the rose quartz showed up.
I love it. Yeah.
Yes, because what I was getting was it's time for to open your heart to the divine. And I want to say to like begin a love affair with the divine.
Well, love that.
And also the concept of surrender showed up too, to like to release the idea that you have to fix anything or that you have to even do anything, and to trust that it's all being done in the perfect way possible. And then also the concept of ease. So it's like, how juicy is this? Like surrender control, surrender it, like offer it, you know, offer it to the divine. Have a sense of feeling, you know, feeling the love in your heart. Because when you feel that love, that is you. You don't have to be in love to feel divine love. And then to just allow yourself some ease around this issue.
I love that. That's beautiful. I love that. I love the love affair with the divine. I love that. So, and you know what? I want to share this with you too, Rosie, as she tells me that, and I can't even think of the name for it, but the angels and guides did lead me to that. There is a Hay House author. Her name is Megan Watterson, and she has a beautiful, beautiful poetry book, Rosie, and I don't know what it is now. I can't think of it, but it is like that, like the love affair with the divine, and all her poems are like that. But if you look up Megan Watterson, that's two G's and then two T's. I'm going to look it up. I'll pull it up right now. It's called The Sutras of Unspeakable Joy. And that is like that love affair with the divine, but it's by Megan Watterson. That's two G's and two T's. Hay House author. It's called The Sutras of Unspeakable Joy, and it's filled with just those kind of poems for you. So I love that you shared that with her, Jennifer. And next we have Miss Suhani. She's a Libra. And she says, hi, ladies. Work has been going really good for me lately. Oh, I love that for you, Suhani. Is my hard work finally paying off, and will I continue to be successful in this position? So what I see for you, Suhani, is I do, like, how I see this for you is, like, you know how, like, in athletes, when they train and, like, so they put in all that hard work. Because I know, like, this is something that you shared in the chat that you've been struggling with for a while. It's just getting that work thing worked out. So I'm getting, like, resilience for you, but I'm kind of getting, like, when the athlete, like when they train, like they have to put in that hard blood, sweat and tears, the hard work, like they say, but you build those muscles. So like you're really building like these muscles, like for, like resilience and like strength. And I'm seeing like you getting stronger and stronger, Suhani, which I'd love for you. And, you know, like I really see like an image of you before, like with the perceptions in the past, like you had these chains on and like then you like then they were on your wrist and you're breaking free from those. So like from these old patterns of thinking, these old ways of thinking, like breaking free from those chains, detaching from like this fear. So I'm really seeing you overcoming these obstacles. However, I do see just a little bit like where the angels and guides are like, okay, like you're making this progress, you know, like you're training and all this, but it's kind of like you're training, but like it's not quite time for like the next hurdle or jump. And it's like, okay, am I ready for like this? And they're saying, hey, just wait a little bit longer. Like, I know you've been practicing for this. Take that time to really celebrate where you are. Let's celebrate how far you've come. And like, let's really give thanks for this and sit in that moment for a minute, because like rest up for just a second and have like that balance, because here's going to be the next hurdle and you're going to overcome that. But like we're building you and you're going to lift you up. And I do see like more finances for you, but they're asking you really to focus a little bit more, to give the time of like just the celebration of how far you come in that moment. Celebrate that so it can open that up for the next one, and kind of like instead of less focus on like, okay, I did this, where do I go now? But really take time to really commend yourself for how far you come, because like they're really I see your angels and guides really congratulating you, and they're saying like that other step is coming, but it's not right the quite time yet for like where you're wanting to be next, but you're definitely on your path. But they're saying celebrate this first and then we'll move you on to that. So it's kind of like these steps that, you know, like we have to do, but like it is ahead for you. But they really want you to celebrate your wins, because it is a huge accomplishment that you've had. And then I get for you as well, like, you know, again, those building blocks, like, because this is really going to give you like that strong foundation, and they don't want you to rush it. Really take the time that goes into that, because then in the long run, you're going to have something that will be solid for your future. And the angel that I have for you coming along with that is Archangel Haniel. That really is just that celebration, that self-love, that nurturing, that self-care. And the stone that I have for you, rhodonite. And what I love about rhodonite is really a stone that's like self-nurturance, self-love, self-care. And I'll pass it on to Jennifer.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so yes, your hard work is finally paying off, Suhani, and you will continue to be successful in this position. The image I was getting as I was reading your question was, and listening to Ginger as well, is like, it's a combination of peacock energy, like really like letting your feathers unfurl and like owning the fact that you are successful and you can do this. And then also mirror work, that Louise Hay mirror work, where you look in the mirror and you say, I love you, and you're a rock star, and holy crap, you're amazing. You know, like just to really remind yourself and of who you really are, helping to drop any doubts. And you know, the peacock, when it's strutting around, it's not like racing around being super awesome. It's just sort of taking its time and easing its way around the yard, you know, being its beautiful, successful, confident self. So a combination of taking your time and not worrying and staying grounded and trusting your inner knowing, that's coming in again for you, Suhani.
I love that, Jennifer. And I love that you gave the peacock analogy, because I have a friend who just got a peacock, and I'm learning about peacocks too from her experience with the peacock. And it's like a little baby, but like it loves looking in the mirror. I love that you gave the mirror affirmation, because it lets it thinks like another peacock's there. But also something I didn't know about peacocks, like you telling her too, with the time to give it time that goes along with what the angels and guides gave too. You know, and it might be in my own naivete with that, but like the peacock doesn't have these bright colors yet, but like it's getting them slowly. But like, you know, when it does, wow, how amazing is it? And then like, you know, I think like if the peacock was born like with these bright, vibrant colors, you know, of course we would enjoy them, but how much more is there to celebrate, and how much amazing is it when you kind of have that little bit of wait before you see them? Because then you're along the process, and then when it does finally vibrant colors, it's so much more enjoyable. And that's how like the angels and guides are giving it to me too, like to share with Suhani when you talk about the peacock, because you know we all know it has these bright colors, but it's kind of like just this process of that. But then when they're there to full fruition, it makes the experience even more delicious and enjoyable.
Yeah, I love that, because you've had the process of becoming successful, or becoming like the peacock getting a color in its feathers. It's the whole, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and I had no idea with that about peacocks at all, and I'm learning, but like, and you know, it's only like a pound, like, I mean, I'm learning so much about it. Yeah, absolutely. And we do have, I think we have time for one more, and it's Paula. Oh, and we also have Amy, so we might be able to try to do both. And maybe what we can do is I can do Amy, and you can be looking at Paula. Paula's is Jennifer. What do my angels, guides, and spirits have to say regarding my soulmate relationship? Please and thank you. So I'll try to look at Amy. I want to try to get both of you. And so Amy, what I get for you, you know, your card just flew out of the deck. So what I get for you, Miss Amy, is I really see a time of like where it's a lot of communication, cooperation, teamwork, anything like you do where you're doing something creatively or collaborating. Like I do see that success for you. I do see like a little bit of a need, like they kind of show me like an image of like whatever you're communicating or collaborating, like something that you're trying to manifest right now. Amy, I do see an image of like a train and it's got a little bit off track. So it's just moving the focus a little bit more on track that easily fixed. They're just trying to move that focus back on track. And then when you can do that, it's going to bring that prosperity that you're wanting, or this completion of the process, or probably more appropriately, the fruition of this process. But it really is that communication, communicating your needs, making sure you're aligned with the other person or people, really having that. That's going to help you in stating your needs. That's going to help with more balance as well. And then it also shows, like, out of this, there could come two opportunities. And the angel that I have coming to help you with this is Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel helps with clear communication. And the stone I have for you is turquoise. That's going to help with that throat chakra and communication. So I hope that helps, Amy. And I'm going to turn it over to Jennifer to answer for Miss Paula.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So,
Thank you.
Paula, I'm not sure by your posts whether this soulmate relationship is in this now time, but my sense is it is, because the guidance I was getting is to stay in the present and to sort of reframe your wondering about this, like the part of you that's wondering, like, is everything okay with this relationship? Is it going to be okay? That is an inner child part. There's a part of you that's like, I don't know if I'm going to be loved the way I want to be loved. I don't know if I'm ever going to have the kind of support I want to have. And what I'm seeing, Paula, is like, yes, like it's absolutely limitless. And that word in particular for you, limitless. So like you might even look that up, all the definitions of that word. And to expect to receive love and comfort and support in the most miraculous ways. And to love on that inner child while you are allowing your partner, your soulmate, to love you too. Because sometimes when we feel, I don't know if I deserve this, is this going to go the way I'm hoping? We're resisting the love that's coming toward us. And so your guides are saying, just open your heart, love your inner child, your little girl, and allow yourself to be loved.
I love that, Jennifer. And I think we've got time, and we got a little bit earlier than I thought. So I think we can squeeze Tara in, as she's a Capricorn, Jennifer. And she says, hello. Sorry I'm late. No problem, Tara. Glad to have you here. She says, if there's still time, I'd love a message from Spirit. So, Tara, what I see for you, Miss Capricorn, what I see for you, it looks like there could be something like where you're feeling a little bit of resistance, or a little bit of like needing clarity, or like a little bit of confusion, or it feels like even you could have like a little resistance around like a creative project or something like that you're trying to manifest. And this could even be something like around your family, like obligations holding you back from this, or something like creative, like something that really brings you joy. It could be either one of those or a mix of those. However, your angels and guides are saying, with this resistance, Tara, that they're asking you to let go of any stress or worry, because they're saying this is still going to come to fruition. It's going to come to fertility. It's really important, like, to allow time for self-care, because I do see you taking care of everybody's needs before your own, which a lot of us do. I mean, I've certainly done that as well. We're all do that from time to time. But they're saying really incorporate that time for self-care in there, because I do see a wish coming true for you. But the angels and guides are saying it's really important to allow that time for self-care, to let the universe know that you're ready to receive the gifts that it gives you. I do see that you could have help or clarity, or some kind of wisdom or advice coming from a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra that could help you with this situation. And I do see you're going to get clarity for this, but they're saying be flexible with this, because it may not go exactly the way you want, but being flexible and being open to it, this can open other roads. So like if you're going on a road and like there's a roadblock, and that if you think of this energy as a roadblock and there's a detour, kind of like what Jennifer said earlier to one of the listeners, being like finding that joy in that mystery, and like being open to that and saying, okay, this is an opportunity for me. And like from that, finding that joy in the unknown is going to open up other opportunities for you. And the angel that I have coming forth for you is Archangel Michael, that he's going to help with courage. And the stone I have for you is selenite. That's going to help with clarity. So I hope that helps.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Shall I read for Tara? Do we have enough?
Okay. Yes, yes, please do. I think we've got about a minute, Jennifer. We can do it.
Okay, yeah. I was also getting very clearly that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask for help and support, especially when it comes to like stuff around your house or the things that stress you out. And the first thing I saw right away, Tara, was like, just beautiful chaos. And I can't remember if you have if you work from home or if you have little ones at home, or there's something about that, like that, just that life is chaotic, but it's a beautiful kind of chaos. And if you can remind yourself like that, a reframe would be like, everything is happening in divine timing, or we're all held in this beautiful divine flow. So no matter what's going on, it's all going to come out okay in the end. And that none of this needs to take me off from feeling my connection to the divine, or from feeling like I can ask for help, or take me out of the flow of my own life. So I hope that's helpful, Tara.
I love that. And Jennifer, thank you so much for coming here. I love having you on the show.
My pleasure.
Do you want to share quickly with the listeners, for those of you who may not know you? I think most of them do, but if they don't, where they can find you at 1-2, and like about your weekly like astrology things, which are wonderful too.
Yes, I'm on 1-2 Listen, and I am there every day. And in fact, I'll be there all day tomorrow, because tomorrow is our special 1-2 day where we have computer randomized pricing and all kinds of fun things going on. And then I have a YouTube channel. You can just search my name, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, or look for Dove Light Astrology. And I do once or twice a week have an astrology update video on there. And I love to do horoscopes. So there's always horoscopes for the new and full moons too on video.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. We'll have you back soon. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.